ProFlowRadio.com.
Yeah.
ProFlowRadio.com. In the Inferno. On demand and live pro in the audio.
You are now tuned into the ProFlow for Show Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. ProFlow for Show.
www.maxheat.com.
ProFlow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show.
Check this out.
This call is now being recorded.
So, I am speaking with my friend here. I want to make sure I get the name right because I don't, my manager told me I got to get the name right. So, I want to say something to Tamara.
Tamara, yep.
Did I say it right?
Yep, you got it. Tamara Bubble.
All right. Now, you could say it, like, some people say it Tamara, some people say it Tamara, some people say Tamara. How do you say it?
Tamara.
Tamara, okay. That's a New York accent. Are you from New York?
Yep, Brooklyn, BK all day. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, no doubt. So if you don't mind, just tell my audience, again, who you are and a place they can find you out on the internet.
Yep. I go by the name of Tamara Bubble, originally from Brooklyn, New York. I do pop, jazz, hip-hop, soul, and R&B music. I got a gospel background, but I also do some modeling and some acting. And I've been pursuing this thing for about 4 years now. The best place to find me on the internet is my official website. That's TamaraBubble.com. T-A-M-A-R-A-B-U-B-B-L-E.
Yeah, just want to bring out the fact that I've been seeing your name floating on the internet for a couple of years now, and when we connected, and I was very surprised how friendly you were, considering how talented you were, are. Like, I was listening to your music a long time ago. I'm like, God, this girl's really, really talented.
Thank you.
Your presentation is extremely professional. You know what you're doing. You market yourself very well. I know I can ask you a question like this because you got it made right now, the way you're putting it down. So I want to ask you, what is it about Tamara Bubble? What is it about you that makes you so special? Because, like, I haven't had a chance to really be around your product as much to like become that deep individual that knows your style and your flair. But what is it about you that makes you different? I mean, it's obvious, but what is it to you?
Let me see. I think, well, as far as like people that don't know me, what I guess draws them to me and in terms of my music is definitely the concept. Like, I write about stuff that's powerful. I try to keep it funny, too, and actually, that's actually how I got the name Bubble. Like, people around me that do know me, when girls are around me and stuff, like, they call me Bubble, that kind of stuck because I was always laughing, I'm always smiling, I'm always trying to make it not feel like work. Like, music is fun, and performing is fun for me, so I'm always trying to have people around me have fun. And when Dude said it was definitely physical with Bubble, but with the name Bubble, but, so, I don't know, I just... People that don't know me, they're definitely drawn to the concept. Like, 1 minute I'll do a serious song, the next minute I'll do a goofy song, but it's still something that people can relate to. Mm-hmm. And so I just write about what's real, because I know that's what people can relate to.
So you're a songwriter and a performer and a vocalist, I mean.
Definitely. I write jingles, too. So we try to break into the whole commercial scene and everything like that, but I write songs, jingles, and all different genres. And I think it's just because I listen to so much different music. Like I said, I have a gospel background. I grew up singing in church on the choir. The songwriting and the rapping came like 4 years ago when I started pursuing music. I had had a photo shoot. And at the photo shoot, they introduced me to a producer who was there at the time. And he asked me to sing for him. I sung for him. He was like, okay, you got pipes, do you write? And I looked at him, I was like, I do now. And I went home that night, and I started songwriting. I wrote like 10 songs in 2 hours that night. I was hooked. So.
Man, that's crazy. So, how long you been doing this?
Huh?
How long you been doing this?
I would say professionally, like, a little over 4 years now. Ever since that photo shoot, I've been pursuing music. But before that, I've always just been, like, loving entertainment. Like, as far as acting and stuff, I used to, like, run around the house and just be dancing and acting and all this crazy stuff. And I had my baby sister with the little video camera. So I've been just wanting to be an entertainer. But the music started professionally, like, 4 years ago.
Wow. So it's a kind of amazing. When I first heard the music, I was like, wow, this woman's got a very powerful voice. And one of the first things that was brought to my attention was you had did a PSA and a song about pulling pants up for, you know, our black young youth, you know, because that's a big problem with our youth. I think that pants sagging thing got us unproductive. So how did you come up with that? Where did that come from?
I think it just came, like, a lot of songs come out of frustration. With that song, it was just like, with females, we take pride in the way we look. Speaking of females, I know that we do. I feel like dudes do it, but they do it because they think we like it. So I just wanted to put the song out there to let them know that we don't even like it. Like, this, that has been going on for I don't even know how long, probably before I was even born. And it's like, it's still one of the trends that's still, like, dudes think that that's dope. And it's like, I've been walking down the street or whatever, and I see dudes, their booty is jiggling, and I'm thinking, like, yo, my booty's jiggling. Like, why your booty jiggle like mine?
Right. Yeah, I'll put it
somewhere. That kind of bothered me. And then, like, some of them, they underwear was dirty, they had holes in it, drawers, and it was just like, yo, for real? Pulling pants up.
That's so crazy. It's amazing that you were bold enough to actually step up and check individuals and help them, actually, because really what you're doing is helping people. I see that your music is very powerful. Your voice is extremely strong. But what really surprised me was that the freestyle I just received recently, and I'm like, dang, she be spitting. And I'm like, wow. Like, where is this girl coming from? Who is she? You know what I'm saying? Like, wow.
Thank you.
This is amazing to me.
I don't know. It's God-given. How does that fit in?
Because, I mean, did you do R&B like that? I thought you were just an R&B singer just in general. So when I got the rap, I'm like, wow. So was that first or was it second? Where did it come from? Was it like a mutual thing all the way from the start?
I think the singing always been there. Like I said, I've been singing since I was old enough to talk and sing and actually hold the lyrics or remember lyrics in church. Mm-hmm. But the rapping and stuff, that when I started becoming music, I started rapping. Like, I was around dudes at that point, and they would be like doing their little ciphers or whatever, and I would hear them, and I would be like, yo, I could do that. I would say to myself, I wasn't gonna, like, embarrass them or anything like that. So I started writing. And because I songwrite, it really depends on the mood. I think that's how the rapping came about. Like, when I was angry, the lyrics sound better rapping them rather than, you know, singing them. So I would switch it up. And, like, a lot of my songs, because I do so many genres, like, if I'm in a different mood, I'll take a song that I already, you know, sung, and it's maybe R&B, and I'll turn it into jazz. I'll slow it down and sing in a completely different way because I'm always, like, playing with melodies and stuff. I'm just, like, practicing with my voice or whatever. So a lot of the songs, like, kind of change form that way, too. So it really just depends on the mood. If I'm angry, I'm going to rap. 9 times out of 10, because I come off more aggressive that way. If I'm, you know, feeling sassy or whatever, I want you to see my softer side, you're going to hear the jazz. Or if I feel like scatting, you're going to hear the jazz. So just all the influences that I have, so many influences. I can rattle off a couple. When it comes to rap, Biggie, hands down, he was like one of my favorites. He is actually the reason that I pay attention to lyrics. With his dance and pop and just entertainment in general, it's Michael Jackson does it for me. When it comes to jazz, Ella Fitzgerald, Lena Horne. Let me see, R&B, oh, I love harmony. That came from church, that came from R&B groups. SWV, In Vogue, Brownstone, Take 6, 112, 702, you name it, I listen to them. And then when it came to just, like, female rappers that was dope and they fit and they sung, it's Lauryn Hill and Queen Latifah. So I just have, like, I listen to a ton of music and I just do a lot of different genres.
Well, let me ask you what you have out right now. What are you working on right now? What should the public be looking for from you? Because you got a lot of stuff out there. They look up your name. They can find any kind of your history. And But I want to find out what's going on new with you right now.
Yep. Current EP right now is Living It Up. It's a 6-track EP. It's out on my official website. And it's on iTunes. What's coming up next? The next official single is Cut the Check. And that is, I'm really hoping to blow things away. I'm really hoping to submit my foot in the independent ground of music, right, and really, really make my stamp on this thing and show people what I'm doing with this. So that video and that single is coming early April.
Well, how do you think you fit in? Considering that you, like, in my opinion, you know, definitely if people, right people were to hear you, you know, they could, I mean, they're going to obviously see the talent, you know what I'm saying? You know, this industry is kind of funny acting, so you never know how they're going to react. But how do you fit in this current industry right now? Like, because, you know, there's a lot of people out here on the market following Taylor's, like, imitating each other and everything. You come out original and better than everybody. So how do you really fit in?
I think you fit in by not fitting in. You fit in by standing out. Like, I think when artists are trying to come out, they'll listen to the radio and they're trying to make a commercial sounding song so that they can be the next one on the radio. But mm-hmm. I actually try to go the opposite route, and I try to not make something that's not made for radio, but make something that is not on the radio so that people be more willing to play it. Like, I don't want my song, when that song come on after somebody else's, I don't want to be like, oh, that sounds the same song. Like, they could have just played the same song twice. So that's how I'm going to, you know, build my own fan base or my core fan base and my niche market. Like, not flying to somebody else.
Yeah. I'm sorry. How do you feel about the opportunity that women have in the game, or how hip-hop is structured right now, how it affects women who are trying to break into the market? How do you feel that it affects you, or what's your opinion on that?
I mean, I think it's definitely, like, double standard, and it's a man's world, especially when it comes to hip-hop and rap. It doesn't matter if female is dope. Like, if she's not, like, the way you find out a female is dope nowadays, she's got to be signed to a label that's ran by dudes, and she's the only girl on it. She's, like, the first lady of it. And mm-hmm. then there's no like, they don't, it's like they only need one per label. Mm-hmm. They only need one mainstream per industry. So it's crazy. Like, I think that they don't give us that shot. And I think, too, we kind of hurt ourselves, too, when we, like, just put sex at the forefront. It's okay to be sexy. I'm not knocking sexy. If you sexy, do that all day. But if that's all you talk about, get limited just about, you know, that's it. Like, you don't really try to change it up, then it's gonna make it harder for you. They're not gonna take it serious. They're gonna, you know, they don't want to bone, and that's it. They'll listen to you on mute. If you're not as lyrical or as dope as you are sexy, it doesn't make sense to be sexy. That's my opinion. So I'm trying to be as dope, if not doper, than I am sexy. So that's the goal. That's the plan right there.
Man, well, my opinion, you know, it's personal, of course, and then I'm saying I see us equal. The look and the talents is very, very potent. I wanted to ask your opinion, considering that, you know, it's a double standard in the game, and people judging you if you're too fine or too talented. What's your advice to young women? Because I really feel like in the world, women are very extremely discriminated on, and I want to know what advice you have to individuals that want to be you, in a way. Because, like, you've accomplished goals that people dream of. So, you know, what do you give them advice? What's your advice to women out here trying to make it happen?
I say just, like, keep your ethics and your morals. However you go in the game saying, yo, I ain't going to work in and think you're going to sleep your way up. Because people are trying to do that. They still, you sleeping for beats and you getting whack beats. So, like, for real, just keep your legs closed, keep working, and let them see your work. They'll respect that.
Man, that's the truth. So, how much time usually you think, like, on average during a day, how much time you might spend thinking about your craft or actually doing something in order to make it come true? You know, how much time do you think you spend?
I wake up with this music on my mind. Like, this is not a game. This is not right. A hobby either. This is not just something I do when I'm bored. This is for real. And I'm trying to, I can't even explain it. I literally will wake up and my mind is like on what, you know, what can I accomplish today, who I'm going to reach out to. Because, like, the whole goal of this thing, you have to have your network and your promo got to be as strong as your music, or else nobody's going to hear it. It don't matter if you're a dope as rapper. If you don't ever put it out there, so what? They're going to get the next best that put their stuff out there. So your promo got to be as dope as your music. So that's what I'm always trying to reach out, meet new people, and build. That's got to.
Yeah. you kind of answered my next question, because I was going to ask you, like, coming from that area of Brooklyn where it's such a dense, like, it's really thick of potential talent or people that are trying to get somewhere. You know, I'm in Akron, Ohio, you know, so it's like, yeah, everybody here want to be a rapper, but it's not like New York where the actual potential for everybody to be a rapper is like really there, you know. So how do you compete, you know, with so many people trying to be you, you know, or take your spot or take that potential spot? How do you compete? Like, what keeps you moving forward?
I really do think it's just about like being yourself and letting that stand out, let your work speak for you. Because like, even with the internet, like even if you're in Akron, Ohio, like bad people can still hear you online. Like, right. People over in Germany tell me to hear my music. So somebody right in Brooklyn probably haven't heard my music, and somebody in Germany heard it. So you really, like, with this internet, you have that opportunity to really network with people millions of miles away. And so that's really the goal there, to stick out. You might can't do it at home. You might got to go out and, you know, you might got to travel and go do a show in another city where they respect it or where they got less rappers. But in every state and city is mad rappers. Anybody want to be a rapper? Because they're addicted to that money and that fame, so you can't get in it for that. You like, you gotta get in it, you know, because you really like it. Or else you're not gonna last long. You're gonna do one song, you're gonna be done. So,
are you signed?
Am I what?
All right, do you have a contract? Are you signed with a label?
Oh, I'm signed to my own independent. I got a label, Mad Bubble Entertainment, and I'm self-published right now, because that's the move right there. I do a lot of genres, but no, real talk, I do a lot of genres, and like major labels, they'll put you in they'll give you a certain demographic. Like if I went to a label now, they'll sign me and tell me to do R&B, or they'll sign me and tell me to rap. So I don't want to do that. I want to do what I want to do, and I want to build a fan base that want to see me do all that I can do, and not just what a label tell me to do. So it's like that for everything.
Well, considering that you have all the creative control, how do you handle collabs? Do you charge? Do you have a email address or, you know, your website? They can hit you up on a website, stuff like that, requests?
Oh, yeah. I actually don't even handle it. My manager does that for me. Bookings at marabubble.com, all the collabs and stuff, he'll take care of that. We good on the paperwork. We good on the music, because I'm going to bring the music, so.
No doubt. Like, you're very, very confident. You're very confident. Do you perform like in public?
Oh yeah. I got a show next Thursday. I'll be in Astoria, New York. It's the Boys and Girls Club. Their National Boys and Girls Club Week. I'll be performing there. It's like a concert, Isla College concert. Then that's on the 27th. On the 31st, I'll be in Connecticut. And April 13th, I'll be at the Southport Festival in North Carolina. But all my events on my official website, marabubble.com. But yeah, we on the road. We moving.
That's what's up. You got a really nice platform. Much to the audience, what you want them to check out currently online right now. And
yes. Y'all better go check out Living It Up. It's a 6-track EP. The main single off that was Living It Up. It's on my official website. It's on iTunes. Marabubble.com, TamaraBubble. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud at Tamara Bubble. And my YouTube is Tamara Music Vivo. V-E-V-O.
If you could sum up why the public should pay attention to Miss Bubble, what would be your reasoning?
I want people to pay attention to the message. Like with each song, I don't care if it's a party song. I don't care if it's a song about murder. I don't care if it's a song about whatever. I'm going to always put a message in my music. That's the best way I feel like I can make an impact as a musician, is to have meaningful music. So I'm going to make that music you can dance to, you can cry to, you can laugh to, you can play with, you can make some babies with it. So all that good stuff. And we doing it. We working. Stick with me. Bubble on deck.
Yeah. What advice would you have for the men out here? What advice do you have for the men out here?
Like men in general.
I'm just talking about from a woman's perspective, just in general. Just what would you tell men these days?
Just respect us females. Like, I feel like the respect has gone out the window for females now. Like, on everybody's video is bees and hoes, and just, we view peace. So that's what's real.
Yeah, that's the real deal. Dude. You have anything else that you would like to tell the audience that we may have missed?
I'm going to give some shout-outs real quick. Shout-out to you for the platform.
Thank you very much.
Bubble Radio. I'm killing it out there. Bubble on set.
Yeah.
shout-out to the manager, Peacebelt. Shout-out to John McCordy. Shout-out to Shauna. Shout-out to Betancourt. There's a lot of people just really working, helping me push this music. I'm not doing it by myself. I'm making the music. But I got a team behind me. And we coming. Bubble on deck.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
This is a PSA, baby. This is a PSA.